We back, baby.
Yo.
If you're listening to this,
we're in a new year.
We made it, baby.
Indeed, indeed.
We made
indeed.
It.
It's a new year.
We made it, man.
It feels good.
Trust
feels
me.
Feels good. Feels good.
Take that breath in, man. We made it 2024. A lot of people didn't. Do you know what I'm saying? So, gotta be grateful for the things you do have. Get me? But 2024. Started interesting, to say the least. But I wanted to start off with some bars from one of the Flowetry Kings. You don't know, but you should know. You know what I'm saying? Would you reckon Flowetry King? One of them.
He's one of them. He's one of them. He's
like,
one of
top
them.
Five for sure. Top five for sure.
Heart is always on my mind, like Snoop's cannabis shredder. I'm always on my grind. They throwing shade cause niggas could never take my shine. I bring my watch collection on my jet, let me take my time. Like fine wine, I'm aging like Benjamin. Top five, I'm worth mentioning. Bring me rappers, I'm lynching them. See the pendulum swing, Jesus with diamond thorns. Ludacris, swaddled in Gucci linens when I was born. Never been Illuminati, only Illuminati. And I only left with bitches when coming from any party. Now I'm married with kids, the evolution of life. Never been a clout chaser, never say shit for likes. R.I.P. John Singleton, you never have to flex when you earn every one of your Fast and Furious checks. Afro with the sideburns, yeah, that's my signature. Addictions on the rise, comedians check your temperature.
You know what? I'm gonna have to be honest. We didn't need this.
I beg to differ.
We didn't need this.
I beg to differ.
Of all the people that could have responded to that sit down, talk, whatever you want to call it, Ludacris was the last person I was expecting to respond.
No, but everybody's responded.
Of course, because of what it's doing, it's gone viral.
No,
whatever,
no, but like, what he's saying as well. Like, my man's saying that they've all, like, a lot of Illuminati, they signed up. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, Ludacris was going to respond. Man said he signed up the deal where they all get the same kind of wife and you get 20 million per movie.
You know what?
And the Fast and Furious. Of course he was going to respond.
He's got a low key point.
With
the whole...
the wife thing.
Yeah. Because...
the whole wife thing is fucking hilarious.
That lack of melanin I'm seeing in there.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah,
love who you love in it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to judge you, but the lack of melanin is telling.
But you reckon... we ain't that kind of podcast, but
it's true.
I wanted to bring it up just because obviously my man made it relatable, you get me? Bars, all here for bars. So what, right in the bars, you wasn't?
It was alright, but brother, man's not trying to hear Ludacris rap in 2024.
Why not?
Because you're an actor now, G.
No, I'm not mad at it. Apparently he's saying he's working on some shit.
Nah, keep it.
He's working on some shit.
From that money that you're making from Fast and Furious.
You don't need to do it. I know.
Exactly. You don't need to rap.
Yeah, but he's cold though. He can still rap.
Oh, brother.
You can still rap, no?
Would you listen to a Ludacris album in 2024? And be honest.
Most likely, yeah. Because I expect the production to be good, and I expect the bars to be good as well. What do you reckon? It's just going to be corny bars and that? Like, why wouldn't you listen to it?
For me personally, I don't see Ludacris rapping about anything that would interest me, personally speaking. I'm not going to lie.
I think if he raps about getting bitches or getting
he's
money...
He's married. He's got kids.
Getting money...
You've been getting money.
So?
For almost 20 years now.
So? You can still do that. You can still rap about that.
I guess. What else?
What do you mean, what else? You don't need anything else.
What else?
You don't need anything else.
I like rappers that talk about their life and make it interesting. Really? For me, what does Ludacris have to rap about? Push that up. Would what?
Push.
What about Push?
What does he rap about?
He raps about drugs, crack cocaine.
Okay. So,
but he raps it in a way that I enjoy almost every time he does it.
Narratives. But I hear it. Bruh. I hear it. I think, I don't know, I feel like I said, production should be cold. I'm expecting like some goats on there, like, I don't know, like maybe a Tim or fucking, maybe Justin, Johnson,
brother,
on the production.
Listen, like. listen.
So yeah, man, or even fucking Pharrell on there, man. Like, I expect, if Ludacris drops a project, I expect production to be crazy and the visuals again to be crazy. Yeah, I'm there still.
That's fine. I just probably won't be paying attention to it.
I think you'd be surprised. I have
to be honest. Brother. Okay. Who was the last artist turned actor that you really cared for in terms of their output in music? I'd say probably Sims, but I don't really count Sims as that.
Yeah, why not? Because she's performed on both stages.
Yeah, but she's
like
more active in terms of her music career than her acting at this point.
So I don't get it though. It's like because I don't. It's for me. It's like if the quality of the music is poor, then fair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I hear that.
Like, and okay, whether or not you don't like the subject matter, that's a completely different thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, fair again. But yeah, like, I'm not expecting Luda to drop shit bars. Do you know what I mean?
I don't either. I just don't.
You just don't care for it generally.
No.
Like, generally, you just don't give a shit.
Yeah, no. I don't think I have cared to listen to any Ludacris music in quite some time. But, and that's no disrespect. I just haven't cared to want him to create music like that. Like, it seems he's settled on making revenue through other means. Like acting on whatnot, and yeah, and it's working fantastic for him. So it's not like he needs to do it. At this point, it would probably just be for the love of it. Do you get me? Which would always be there. I'm assuming.
I think that's why it would be better as well. Like, because it's not like he's Do you know what I mean? He's not. It's not like he's doing it because he needs to make money or. Do you know what I'm saying? That it's just because, and I think when you're making music from that point of view anyway, you're gonna take care in the process way more than you
are.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so you're not just gonna be putting anything out.
I hear that, but I feel like I've run into the same issue of like Joey Badass at this point as well. Like, he's
really dope, but I think he don't drop music like that though.
That I know, but that's because he's tied up in other things like modeling, like acting, more so nowadays. Like, he's on that. You could probably say that that's who he is, but he's always going to be known for popping out on the scene as an artist, you get me? But he's gotten to the point where he's almost not too far removed, but you know him mainly for being in that particular artistic space, which is acting, do you get me? Yeah, and hasn't really been active musically for a while. He dropped 2000, was it 2 years ago, whatever.
Which was amazing.
I thought it was alright.
It wasn't amazing.
I need to go back to it more, but I thought it was alright. But, yeah. Just on a different thing, do you get me? But yeah. That's fine. That's also fine.
But before we go into what we think is happening this year and predictions and artists we reckon are dropping and whatnot. Well, who have confirmed they're dropping. Remind me, Ja Rule's one of them.
What, Ja Rule's dropping music?
Apparently he's signed a deal.
Interesting.
He just signed a new deal.
Oh yeah, he's coming to the UK. You know what, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are on Twitter saying, oh, the 50 Cent fan in me doesn't know how they feel about
what they're doing. Nah. You know what? Because I fumbled not getting 50 Cent tickets. So I feel like this would make up for it. And really and truly, it's not it my beef. But so.
Yeah.
But it still hits, though.
It definitely hits. But hits that give you the same feeling as to what 50.
Come on, man. You're telling me you're not getting hyped to, like, Mesmerize or fucking, I don't know.
They're rhythms.
But bro, put it on me.
They're rhythms. I'm not going to lie to you, bro, but I'm living so sorry. I'm so sorry, bro. None of them.
Damn, my niggas that be living it up, you see.
Oh, yeah, that one. Bro. That one. That's probably the only one.
What?
The only one where I would say, okay.
I'm going to need Ashanti to come out, even though she's pregnant, apparently.
Are they together?
No. Her and Nelly got back together.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to need that.
Like, or is it Nelly that maybe signed a new contract? Because one of them signed a thing apparently worth 200 mil. But I don't know if that's true, though. 200 mil seems like a reach.
Big business. I have no
clue. 200 mil for either of them, man, feels like a reach.
I mean, Do they both have Diamond Records? I don't know if Ja Rule has a Diamond Record. I know Nelly definitely does.
Nelly definitely does, yeah.
But, I mean, the catalogue would be worth a lot. I'm assuming. Yeah, I don't know. But
yeah, I did want to talk about quickly the 21 Savage.
Yeah.
You seen a trailer. What is it called again? Let me just find out.
What's it called? That's crazy that he has a movie.
He's got a movie called coming out. And it's called The American Dream, The 21 Savage Story. So I don't know if this is like a movie that is part of like / album rollout, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Or whether it's a standalone movie. Yeah. And I don't know what he's a part of it, but somehow it's on his actual YouTube. Lions Gates are involved. Like, it looks
that's
like
big business.
Childish Gambino's in there.
Big business.
Who's the other guy, the black boy? He was from
what's his name? Is it Conor McCook?
He's a British boy, isn't he?
No, he's American still.
Oh yes, no, he's on
Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So you got some big boy actors in there still.
Caleb McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that's mad. But listen, big up 21, because I would have never thought that years back when he came out the way he did, that he would have the career he's been having up until this point, documented. To the point where they're making movies about you, like.
But do you know what though? He came in the game, done his thing, made sure, like, said no to the labels, said no, build up his thing, like his whole album was out. Was the album out or was it a mixtape out? No, I can't remember. But either way,
he had a mixtape before Savage Mode.
Yeah.
But then Savage Mode is what put him on the map. Yeah, I'd say
globally. I feel like he might have put that out before the label then. Because I'm pretty sure he was like, he didn't sign like fully until after, like, because I think he even said it in one of the skits and that, talking about how he weren't signing to nobody because of just wanting to own his shit and rat-a-tat, and he did that, innit? But it works for him still. But I think this movie, depending on what it is, if it's a if it's an album that coincides with the movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah. It was his.
Savage Mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, cold. So if this was if this is a movie, sorry, that is supposed to be with an album, I feel like this is really this should, depending on how good the album is, should cement him like in terms of like what he's doing like and where he's gone, because artistry wise this would be crazy, like, do you know what I'm saying? Full body of work and an actual album movie as well, like, so visually artist, I don't think nobody's doing this. This is like Rat Man but on steroids, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like,
yeah.
Like, from looking at the trailer, it looks like a serious, like a decent movie still.
Yeah, they got proper guys in there. Mm. Like,
but looking at the trailer though, some of the cuts, it's obviously it's low budget compared to what most of these people are in. Cause like, I don't know, the trailer stayed in that mainly one scene, so I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, they stayed in that.
Yeah.
Intimidation bit for a bit, but no, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully he's dropping the album as well. Can shed that Drake stain on him.
But. Brother, Drake is gonna pop up with a cameo in this. I guarantee. Possibly. I guarantee.
Possibly.
Cause if it covers up to when he got detained and whatnot. Hopefully
this will inspire him to actually take a break and maybe do acting. Okay. If he does acting, would you keep the same energy?
I mean,
because you know, if Drake does acting now, he could probably go for a big script.
Potentially, but I don't really see him doing that. Potentially.
More than potentially.
But I don't really see him doing that, you get me?
You don't see him doing acting?
Not as a long term thing right now. I don't see it.
Acting is a long term thing because you probably, depending on how big the movie or whatever is, you probably got to put a year aside for that one role, depending on the job or 6 months or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Depending on what you actually have to do. Like, whether it needs to be conditioned a particular way or and all of that, like, before you actually start filming. And yeah, I think filming is a process still. But, like, I don't know, man. It should be interesting.
Listen, man. I'm just happy for 21 Savage, though. Mm. At the end of the day.
Facts. Like, 21.
Yeah, I think this is probably, if I'm not mistaken, probably not since Get Rich or Die Trying, like, the first film to be based on a rapper's life outside of Tupac, Biggie. I think he's the next one, because I would have assumed, like, people like Jay-Z, fucking, I don't know, Wayne.
Yeah. Wayne ain't got one, has he?
Nah. I would love to see that though at some point.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
An actual movie.
Or yeah. A documentary. Yeah, an actual movie. I'd actually love to see that still.
Yeah. That would be cool, to be fair.
It would still. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, man, big up to him.
Trust me.
And yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see about the film. But yeah, moving on for this year. What are we saying in terms of what you think could happen? Is gonna happen. What shouldn't?
So, like, let's start off with, well, obviously predicting this year, I'd say. So we're going to say what we want, a prediction, what we want.
Yeah.
Summer already happening. Skepsis is coming back. We'll get into that. Okay. I want to see that. I would like to see Kano. I would like to see Kano. I think Getz should be dropping as well.
Yeah,
I'm pretty confident. So I'd obviously love to see Getz. Who else? I think I'll definitely want more from Pot of Paper, even though he started the year strong with the trap. Is it Trench P?
I haven't heard it.
I haven't heard it. Yeah, it's been again. Dubai. Yeah, he started the year strong with that one. American wise, I think I need the boy Cole back. The fall off is due. We need that. What?
That's not coming this year.
Why not?
I don't believe it, man.
Why not though?
He's been out for 2 years. I just don't see it, man.
He's been chilling for 2 years.
I don't see it.
I don't see why not.
I see like him proper trying to take his time with this album.
Do you know I would like the collab album with someone from, I don't know who though.
You Cole.
Mm. Do a collab album.
With who though? With who?
If Jeffrey comes home, do it with Jeffrey.
That's not happening.
If Jeffrey comes home, free the boy. Do they need to do a collab?
That's 100% not happening.
No, okay, but I'm saying if he comes home, Jeffrey and thing. Why wouldn't
I can see them collabing, but I'm making a whole album. I don't see that happening.
Why not though? You took him on tour.
Taking him on tour and creating music with him.
They created some songs
it's
together.
It's different.
I'm pretty sure they've got songs together.
Yeah, they do.
More than London.
They do. But, brother, no.
No, I think, yeah, man. It's something different, but that's what I would want.
Plus, Cole is still gearing to drop It's a Boy, and I think it's a fall off after
it's
that.
What? Are you sure it's a boy? I feel like...
pretty sure it's a boy. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, but yeah, no. Jeffrey and Cole would be crazy. And I know, yeah, Jeffrey got some shit to get off himself, off his chest as well. So, yeah, if he does come home, boy,
let's hope. But I don't know.
But I'd like a collab album from Cole. That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
Interesting.
I'd like a collab album because obviously the features have been Cole and whatnot. But it's annoying though because I don't want it from him and Drake.
Want what?
A collab album.
I don't think you'll get one, to be honest.
Yeah, but this is what we want. Like, so it's not whether we can want it, but it's not happening. Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? So you don't want a collab album from Cole with anyone?
I don't think it will happen. I don't think Cole is the type to collab like that on long projects.
Doesn't have to be long. When the EP out.
Oh, forget me with the whole EP.
Six tracks.
Forget that. That's dead.
Six tracks, 4 minutes old.
If you're going to do it properly.
That is doing it properly.
No, it's not.
Six tracks, 4 3-minute songs. Run it up, bro. Brother. Don't need to be that long. It don't need to be that long. I'm telling you, and they'll break all the records with that, with whoever he does it with. Yeezy and Ty Dolla Sign, are they dropping?
Yeah, January. Is it January 12th or January 19th?
Oh, we got a date?
Yeah, it's either.
Well, I mean, the date is, we'll see when they actually.
I think it's either this Friday or next week, Friday.
Fair. And they're actually dropping on a Friday.
Apparently so. But we all know with Kanye and deadlines, they don't really go together. So I'm not surprised.
That part.
I would not be surprised if it didn't come out this week.
Yeah, it was Ja Rule that signed 100 mil though.
Shout out Ja Rule, man.
So I'm assuming that's a touring deal though, because you know these live nations and that they pay these big artists.
Like, yeah. That's true.
So I'm assuming it's that. Like, I don't think it's music. Like, or what record label's paying him 100 million right now?
That's crazy.
What?
He got it from somewhere though.
No, of course he did. But that's what I'm saying, that an actual record label to pay him 100 mil.
No. I don't know what they're paying for, but listen.
That would be a 360 or like, that would be the most expensive 360 deal you can expect. Guaranteed.
Low key.
Guaranteed, bro. Because if Drake's low fucking key. Record deal, you definitely know ain't no 360. And that was like 250
million.
But
he had leverage though.
Exactly. There's no one else close to that kind of money. 100 mil. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, 100 mil is a lot of money, bro. If he's getting that from a record label, that's crazy.
Listen.
That's crazy. I don't think
that they're willing to pay.
I don't
think they're willing to pay for
that. That would be touring. That ain't from no one else. But touring, bro.
Oh, brother.
It can't be.
Why not?
Broski. Do you know when he... I don't know. Actually, let me see if he's dropped any music recently.
Boy,
I just want to see if he actually has. Because the point I'm getting off in my head is that he don't have a massive audience right now, bro. Like, his audience would be the fans that he created when they were there, like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, he ain't dropped nothing since 2012. And I don't think anybody was listening to that.
That's so dead.
Pill 2 it was. I don't think anybody was listening to that
shit. Nope.
Exactly. So yeah, no, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. But
that's tough.
Yeah. But shout him out though. I ain't even trying to shit on your team, but
listen, man. Big my people away.
Trust.
Big my people away.
You listen to his music if you just?
Probably. I'm going to let it run. Probably.
I said you let it run, but you're not going to let my man's run. Who was it we were talking about before? Fuck. Oh.
Who are we talking about? I forgot. Either way.
Luda.
Yeah, Luda.
You know this.
I'm listening to Ja Rule with Ludacris. 100%. 100%.
Nah, that's not me still.
100%. I'm listening to Ja Rule over Ludacris.
That's crazy.
100%.
I hear it. What are you saying? What's your things for 2024?
I feel like a prior genre of music will probably make its comeback this year.
What do you mean by that?
So, like, one of either, like, funky, what else? Yeah, I'd say probably funky. I'd probably say funky has a chance to come back, essentially.
I don't know about that though, but I have it.
Just in terms of where production is going.
You saying that because I'm a piano now?
Yes. People gravitate to that.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have some DJs on soon, because bro.
Yeah.
Follow that up. But yeah, no. I went. No, I had a good night on New Year's Eve still. Shooting at our piano party.
Six.
And yeah, bruv. The vibes were right. And the whole night I was actually, I don't know, I was actually able to fucking, I was actually able to, like, actually enjoy the night for a whole 7 hours plus just amateur piano music.
Really? Yeah. No mix up of anything else?
They mixed in, like, Bachman, but with the amateur piano.
That's crazy.
Like, so there weren't no, do you know what I mean? Like, so it was actually very cold still, I can't lie to you. The Henny was flowing though, and obviously it's a bit theme, you know what I'm saying? But
it don't sound too bad, but I don't know how I feel about going to a place where it's strictly I'm a piano music.
I think if the DJs are good, you'd enjoy it. And the DJs were good.
Fair.
I think Sky Tyler was the one of the DJs. I think that's her name.
Yeah. Sky Tyler.
I think her name.
Who's that?
She's an amateur piano DJ. Apparently she's a big DJ. But yeah.
Fair play. Yeah, predictions.
And that is one of my predictions though. I'm gonna be honest, take over.
This year. Interesting.
Especially with hip hop on a decline as it was last year. Yeah, no. Take over season still. Handle.
Somewhat. What else would I predict?
Anything from the underground scene?
I think probably Len will have his breakout year.
Len?
Yeah.
What do you mean by breakout year? Because I feel like...
I'll say in terms of...
Mainstream?
Yes, mainstream.
Okay, because I'd say like last year was really his big breakout year. Like, if we're looking at it, like, do you know what I mean?
Somewhat, yeah, somewhat.
But if we talk mainstream, then yeah, stepping into the mainstream, this would be the year. But I don't know. I feel like I don't know if he would. I don't want to. Listen, the music he makes is for a particular type of people.
That's crazy.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it is.
Like, that's not crazy, but fair enough.
It is, though. Like, for me, when I hear people saying they don't really listen to Len, like, or fuck with it, I hear it because it is for a particular type of niggas. Like,
I hear it.
And for me, I like it, but that's what I don't know about him crossing over, like, fully. Like, I feel like he's just going to have his cult following and just continue to grow like as it's grown.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if it'll ever be mainstream like that.
Okay.
But
that's fair.
Yeah. A mainstream like let's say the Tion Wayne for example, like I don't know, I don't see that from my man unless he changes his music.
Okay.
I don't see it.
I agree. I actually agree still.
But, Bow Wow, he's someone that could probably cross over.
I need him to do it still. I need him to do it. But I'd say probably the only drawback is just the way he puts himself out there. Like, he's to himself in that regard. Like, he's not really, like, trying to beg friend or nothing. Like, he's just on his own thing, do you get me? In terms of his music.
Because I don't know. There's certain people that I expect the Skeptics and the Getz and them man of this world to actually network with and actually start creating bangers with this year. And I would say the Bowers of this world, Bowers, Skepta, or fucking what's the other name? Getz.
Yes, I mean
all of these man, I would like for them and to actually feature together and run up rhythms like Young Tef and a couple man as well. Like, I don't know, man. I think this is the year for like collaborations as well.
100%.
I want to see more of that. We saw a couple last year. I think this year, yeah, man, come back. Even Crept and Conan, you know what? Like, fuck it,
brother. What music do you want them to make at this point? Well, what? Especially Crept. What music do you want them to make at this point?
Especially Crept.
Because, bro, he's got his kid. They're making millions together.
So?
What's the incentive for rapping?
There's no incentive, but that's what
exactly.
Makes... No, the incentive now is that now you can literally go into that luxury flex rap instead of doing the street shit. I don't mind that. Especially if you get the production right.
Somewhat.
And maybe drop some business gems in the bars and whatnot. Like, yeah, man. Man's here for all of that, bro. I want that, fam.
I can't disagree, to be honest.
I want that. But I think the only reason he wouldn't is because, like you said, they've got their hands. They're making that cash from so many other different avenues. 100, like TV. 100. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, TV. Yeah. I think they've been nominated for like awards for their TV shows and shit like that, so
yeah, man.
And like you said, that Nyla thing's doing millions, bro, so
yeah,
shout out to him, innit, like. But I think that's, for me, that's even why I would love to see them come into it, rap again, sorry. Well, I'm not expecting no 444 or anything like that, like too grown, yeah, or whatever, but I would want to see something like a bit more mature and less crud, innit. Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
But that's what I wouldn't mind still. I wouldn't mind that at all.
What else?
Expectations for Huss.
For Huss?
Yeah, J Huss.
Go on tour. That's the only expectation I have. If you don't, then...
because I got rid of that blonde shit.
Let's better. Better. It wasn't doing him no favours.
There's a
curse in that hair that. But, what am I saying? Yeah, nah, man. Like.
Yeah.
We'll see.
J Huss, you say go on tour?
He needs to go on tour. Because, one, you had a tour, but you cancelled. Two, you're going to other people's shows and coming out for them. So, it's not like, I don't think there's an issue with you performing or whatever. And three, it's been how long since he toured the UK? I think it's not since Common Sense. Yeah, 2017.
But I don't know if it's like what they weren't selling out or what. Like, I'll be surprised if that was the thing. I'll be surprised if that's the thing.
I disagree. I don't think he wouldn't sell out.
Was it sold out?
I don't know.
Were the London date sold out?
I don't think so.
It might have been that.
Because when did I get my tickets? Nah, but I got my tickets on the day and so I wouldn't know, to be honest with you. But yeah, I definitely feel like he should go on tour, just see people that are investing their time, effort, and just wanting to listen to his music, innit? Just repay the man back, innit? But yeah, I want to see that. I don't want to hear new music.
You don't want to hear new music?
Nah, not for us. Try again.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't you?
Not this year, though.
It's too soon.
Too soon. Too soon.
I don't know. I think I don't understand what the experiment for that project was, an experiment, because, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I think he experimented on that one, knowing that he's got two masterpieces in the bank. type shit, innit? And in that mindset, like, fuck what you guys expect, innit? I'm gonna give you what I give you. And this is what, do you know what I'm saying? This is what man's giving you, innit? So, yeah, he's got credit in the bank to do that. So I hear it. I hear it still. But it's funny, though. I see people trying to call him overrated and whatnot.
Do you know what's funny? I saw a clip recently, shout out Silla, about Silla and Scully and Alex Blass, aka Mr. Reloaded. They were talking about Huss. And they were saying that he suffers from being the best in the UK.
And I think that's where that came from.
Personally speaking, is he one of the best rappers in the UK? No. I'll replace that with artist. However, since Baby's come out, I feel like the narrative has changed in that people are more willing to accept that maybe they might have placed him on a pedestal a bit too high in terms of what they think he can deliver.
I think what's happening with him is the same thing that's happening with Sakurai.
Let me land,
yeah. Because basically, he's dropped two solid bodies of work. Man, yeah.
Said he's Saka.
Yeah, because he's going through a rough patch right now. You get me? But like even if you look at it, if you put it down to like the last body of album he dropped, yeah, there's actually some big rhythms on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Saka, he's got the G on the board. But the eye test.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? But the eye test currently, it's not fully matching, like, do you know what I'm saying?
I see.
Like, where he's supposed to be at.
I see where it goes.
Do you know what I'm saying? But if you look at where he, like, music wise, there's some bangers there, but do you know what I mean? Like, the bodies of work now, different thing. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, no, I think for me, I think if he goes on a cheeky single run, cold, if he even fucking like you said, goes on tour, makes sense.
Yeah,
I think a feature run as well would be cold. Like if he just starts killing everybody in their own tracks, do you know what I mean? But even going to what they said, what Flashy, Silla and Sully and Alex said, I think what they're saying made sense, because before the last project, yeah, he was on like winning the league 2 years in a row, basically, and he was about to do it on a three-peat.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying.
I disagree, but fair enough.
What do you mean,
brother? Okay, cool. Common sense. Classic.
Yeah. Big conspiracy.
For me, personal classic. I don't know if the masses would Broski. Class it as a classic.
Broski, between now and Common Sense, there isn't more than 3 or 4 albums from the UK that are better. Rap albums.
Brother.
And that's including Big Conspiracy, obviously. It's not including, but I'm saying from other artists, there isn't many albums that are talking to these two albums.
In terms of rap.
Yeah, name me the names.
Got Kane, Hoodies or Summer.
When did that drop? That dropped before Common Sense, no?
2019. Common Sense dropped 2017. What else?
Potter Papers album. Little yes. Sims album.
Yes.
Gets album. Streets are trying to get the Gets album. Which one of them? The last two. For me, the last two have been cold. But people are trying to rewrite history right now, it seems like.
And try what to say, did you like, Baby?
I didn't overlove it. I didn't overlove it. But no, I'm talking about Getz though. That the last two albums.
Okay.
Like, I think people are saying it's Conflict of Interest, and what's the other one?
Ghetto Gospel 2, yeah.
Which one was first?
Ghetto Gospel 2.
Yeah, people are saying like Ghetto Gospel 2 is not as good as Conflict of Interest and Red Dead 2, but for me, I think they're both cold. So, again, they both sit up there. But like, yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, name me other albums. You weren't able to name me many more. Or even artists. There's not many more, bro. There literally isn't.
Artists, there are more. In terms of who can out-rap him. Than actual albums.
Do you know what, though?
I think.
Do you know, when it comes to actual rapping, though, the song is crazy. What he does on there from a technical standpoint.
I hear that, but he's not all that great. Like,
what do you mean?
He doesn't have the best bars. He don't have the best metaphors. His flow isn't the cleanest.
But it's the balance between all of them that he's got.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
There's other rappers that are more towards like, let's say, like a nines or something. He's there more towards like a flow than you would say bars, like double entendres. Like obviously he's got that there.
Keep up this nines prop. It's crazy.
Oh, actually, I forgot Nines as well. You could put Nines up there as well, but I don't think any of his albums.
Nines is not up there for me. Bro, it's funny because I was speaking to my boy about this literally just the other day, and he was saying like, yeah, Nines is, it's cold, man, it's hard, like it's just the way he's rapping and whatnot. I'm like, bro, for me he's not really saying anything spectacular, like it's not crazy to the point where I have to wheel it multiple times or whatever, like it's definitely not that GME. But I hear it though. Wait 1 second.
there's
no way.
Sorry. FA Cup third round and that.
Brother, there's. Listen. Anyway, let me. Let's focus. But yeah, flipping saying that, speaking of, Rocky should finally drop something. I know he's been out of the game, been having babies.
Speaking of him, they had another one, innit?
Yeah.
Speaking of him, actually, Schoolboy Q as well.
Supposed to be
being dropped.
Yeah.
Or I know he's just been working, actually.
Yeah.
I know he's definitely back in the booth. And also just Kendrick to see what he's doing with PG Lang. Like, what are they doing? Because I heard...
That's like a lab album. I think what happened.
Yeah.
Him and Baby Keem. I think that what happened, to be honest. Because I feel they interlink with the same style and what, well, Baby Keem style, I'll say. But yeah, they interlink very well with that.
I think him and the Baby Keem thing is similar to the Drake and Lil Yachty thing.
In terms of
how he's inspiring one another. Like Lil Yachty's inspiring.
Interesting, fair.
Do you know what I'm saying? Lil Yachty's inspiring Drake with certain things, and Baby Keem's inspiring my man with certain things. But yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know. It should be a good year. Hopefully we get rap back in full form. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's been.
Indeed.
This year I also want a whole lot more remixes. More remixes, mixtapes. Yeah, man. But remixes in a good way in terms of like, not like the label A&R remix where they somebody's got a hot song and then
being organic.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and remixes that actually make sense, like back in the day, like Game Over and shit like that, like even though it's a whole industry and that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Massive impact on what's going on here. So I'm looking forward to it, 2024, baby.
Brother.
Be here, man.
It's looking to be a blast, though.
Trust me.
Looking to be a blast. What other predictions? Yeah. I don't know if I have one. Okay. Just to round up, I feel like Drake will commit to not releasing anything for the year.
Bullshit.
I think he will.
Bullshit.
I think he will.
He's not doing it.
Why wouldn't he?
He loves it too much.
I respect that.
He loves it too much still.
But there's definitely Drake fatigue.
Is he going on tour?
Yes.
When?
I will be there at some point this year.
Oh yeah, he's going on tour with
with Cole.
Yeah, that means he's definitely gonna be making music still.
Save that. Don't drop it. Save that.
Yeah.
Save that right now.
But what? You know what? Saying I don't want a collab project from Drake and Cole. Looking at what they've done on the two songs they've given us, First Person Shooter and is it Either Way?
Either Ways, yeah.
Like, there's enough range in those two songs alone to show that they could easily put like a small project together. Like with enough probably range and whatnot. Like, I'm pretty sure they could. But the thing is, yeah, like you say, I feel like the only way a collab album would work with J. Cole is if that nigga actually comes to live with J. Cole.
No, that's not happening.
Or they go and live somewhere and they make it in that time period where they do it and rent and tear. But yeah, I don't see that happening. Because even when Lil Yachty met Cole, first sent him the song for the song that they got together, Recipe or whatever, that J. Cole was on holiday with his family in Turks and Caicos, whatever it's called. But
yeah,
Drake and his people and Lil Yachty was there working. Do you get what I'm saying? So obviously he went on he went on making music thing like out there like that, like I don't know. So I don't know, man. I'm just hoping he does his thing though. But who would you say, what's your prediction for who's going to be, like, the number one rapper? And who's even the number one rapper of 2023?
That's a good question.
Like, is it Drake?
No. I'm trying to think. Because who had great years?
Oh, he did too much, didn't he?
Wasn't
her loss last year as well?
Nah, 2022.
Okay.
Maybe Gunner.
Yeah.
Who else? Doja Cat. Yeah, that's all I've got. But yeah. I'll definitely say like them two.
I think for UK it's Part Easy.
Yes.
Is it Part Easy?
Yes.
Album of the year, and he killed everybody on features, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Part Easy. No doubts in my mind for that one.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, but so predictions for 2024, sorry, who's going to be the number one rapper of the year? I feel like 21. I'm going to go with 21
now.
I'm going with 21.
This is a good question.
21 may be pretty flocker if he drops.
I I'm gonna go out on a limb and say probably Tyler. Tyler the Creator. I see him having a good year. A very good year.
Does he be planning to drop though?
Yeah, he drops every 2 years.
Fair.
And I'm excited to see what he's working on. I'm excited to see.
Fair play.
But yeah. Yeah, I think this year should be alright. Hopefully it should be better than last year, because last year was decent for music, but wasn't the best. I have to be real. So yeah, hopefully it's a lot better.
I don't know. You guys say, people were saying that, but I mean, for me, the one or two artists that did solid projects, they did solid projects. Like, there's a lot. Like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like the Paul Papers of this world, the Mick Jenkins of this world, like.
Indeed.
Yeah, man, I think there's solid, there was solid, super, super, super solid projects last year still. But as a whole, yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, listen, man. Just bring me something good, man. Bring me something good, 2024.
Trust me.
Please. But yeah, anything else before we wrap up? What the fuck?
Anything else? No.
Okay.
No, nothing else still.
Okay. Bro. Anyway, let's wrap up.
Wrap it up.
Quick intro before we do the playlist. It's your boy Mice, aka Mice Very Own, aka Manchester here, aka Naked Without Headphones, aka you already know what time it is, head on Trader Pappy's Sins Association, aka Back Out Star Boys, aka what is it? Himothy Williams. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Trust me. It's your boy Iris, Top Shooter, Art Dealer, TCF Dripper. Hayland FC. Oh, man, at least I can say that when I'm Mikel out.
But yeah, Hayland FC. You flip flop anyway. so it's cool.
Hayland FC. Fucking hip hop ultra. Yeah, that's me, man. Playlists. I don't even know.
Yo, have you heard V's? Brother, V's might be him. I'm not gonna lie, V's go. Oh, that's a good save.
Who's that?
V's, VEEZE. I think you'll like him. I think.
Where's he from?
Somewhere in America, I don't know. Yeah, Ganger.
What song?
Get off my dick with Lil Uzi.
Shit too easy.
Damn, Ty, you made this bitch too?
Yeah.
Fuck got into you.
Low. Get off my dick, little bitch, and go fuck little pill. My weed from the garden, yeah, smoking no more than a Nick. My Brooklyn bitch in the garden, while we watching the Knicks. Walk your bitch like a pit, dog shit by my hip. Got mohair all in my sweatsuit, that be that Marnie shit. Mixed green with that purple, I'm trippin', that be that Barney shit. You got on Dior with a Nike T, tech. That be that corny shit. Made so many songs, I can make Lil Uzi greatest hits. Call this bitch a scat, cause this ain't me and my favorite bitch. Me and Lil V's go back to back. Spent 400,000, never drove to make back. I talk shit, I don't never talk back. Put the tape on the tech, it's a homemade Mac. I just wanna rock me this shit in the trap. Man, you wouldn't believe how much I made back. Bitch, my soul immortal. I can never keep it cordial. I just had a foursome. Pussy, that's triple oral. My chain so deep down in the ocean. I see shrimp and coral. Boy, your watch of 41. I do 50 or more. I'm in a cut with a bad bitch. Like I'm trying to
what, the production or what?
Does he rap as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He comes on after.
Okay, okay.
I'm sipping the wall. I pull me some more. Yeah. Bitch, I just pull me a phone, just making sure that I do not catch a cold. Bitch, I put my back to the ropes. I'm on my Jeff Hardy shit. I'm on them opiums, but yeah. My Brooklyn bitch in the garden while we watching the Knicks. Corny shit, that corny shit. Made so many songs, I can make Lil Uzi greatest hits.
If I had a dollar for every time these niggas hate, I'd be rich like Jen, yeah. I got rich with Babyface. We came up just making plays. And I feel just like Beyonce, niggas slugs, say my name. I came back down front, no nigga, I bring my smoke to Taylor again. I'm the GOAT. Dunk in front of free throw, fade away, whipping dough, make it big shine. You can't say it ain't. I know if I wasn't that great, they wouldn't even be doing shade. Say that shit come with the game, nigga. I ain't never been no game. I don't even wanna conversate, nigga. Lie right to my face. Yeah, I probably under the jail. They know how much crime I did today. Cry, baby V's, using honey's wipe it away. I don't got change for 20, nigga. 20 ain't nothing but change. I'm tired of giving niggas game. I'm shopping, copping, Melly boy. I got this down in MIA. This little bitch will get a house to bang. I met her in LA. I got blood and bombs and crisps. I'm slicing, gon' make Sean say. Thotty breaking, glory game. Slimy, I should be ashamed. He done dropped 100 tapes. Made no noise like Pootie Tang. Beat my heart so icy. I'm like Shiesty, I'm like Gucci, man. I'm down to a 4-a-day. Dirty water, Louis Red. These stupid ass niggas must be freebasing. Young nigga, I was middle school, hoes cure aid. Fast forward a nigga, death day, make a meet his maker. Broke beef and niggas, make his mama throw a phone raise. 7 miles, pop star.
He's alright. He raps like he's fucking leaned off though.
I'm bruh, but listen, man like that shit anyway.
Yeah, yeah, but.
From like the fucking Carties and whatnot.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Carti.
Supposed to be dropping.
Let me see.
As long as he's not on that overly devil shit, we can look at it.
Nah, but I feel like he's on that flex of, what you call it?
The last shit was just devil worshipping shit. I didn't even pay it no mind.
What? Whole lot of red.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it?
I won't listen to that shit. Past the first listen.
But you love Sky though. Sky was on that.
Yeah, there's not many other songs on there though, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, bro, if he can drop something relatively close to Dial It or even self-titled, I'll be happy. Because Whole Lotta Red wasn't really for me still. It wasn't, to be honest, compared to the others.
Yeah, no, I didn't listen to this one. Well, actually, Beano, Slayer, No Sleep, Control. Yeah, no, I don't know.
But people love it for some reason. I don't know. Me personally,
What, a whole lot of red?
Yeah. I definitely feel like self-titled and Dial It are our better pieces work, to be honest, personally speaking, but we'll see what happens this year. We'll see. Man said, I am music. He said, I am music. I think that's, I don't know if that's the name of the album or what, or that's just the promo roll up that he's going with.
Oh, okay.
This is sharp. Oh, my. It's good play. Let's keep it going.
I'm gonna put on the playlist. Playlist. Let's play this and get out of here.
Ref.
She dropped a deluxe already.
Who?
Nikki.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot what the version was called.
Gag C.
Yeah, gag. It's for the girlies.
No comment.
Brother, it's for the girlies, man. It's for the girlies.
The game and big hit dropped as well.
Brother, listen. All respect to you. All respect to you. Dying for me, though.
Helen Nash, too. Man, yeah, I ain't listened to that still. Schoolboy Q's on it, though. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Have you listened to this? Helen Nash.
With, I literally, what do you call it? Because one of the songs came up on my new music mix. And I liked it still. Go, Lazu!
Yeah, playlist, what are you saying? Let's get out of here.
I'm gonna add fucking...
Is Puffin on Zooties there?
I think so. Let me see. Go. Poor one to concede, but go. Wait, what? Why is it not sure enough? Wait. Okay. Yeah, it's already on there. I'm gonna add Get Off My Dick by V's. What you call it?
Oh yeah, by JD and Kid.
What was the other song?
Not sure.
Ooh, that's a goal. Come on, guys, 3-0.
Pick up a peanut. I'm saying this.
Okay, I'm gonna add Love You Better by Maya the Don and Shawnee Bin Laden. This is a good song. Calm.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everyone, including Jada Kingdom, you know what I mean? Love.
That's crazy. that's fucking crazy.
Love for getting this far. Go like, share, subscribe.
Trust.
And yeah, man, run it up.